What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here today, and today we are bringing you our Arkansas preview prediction video. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe, comment your thoughts and opinions down below. Help me reach that goal of 875 subs by the end of June. We're getting close to 1,000, guys. We are 150 away as we're currently 850. So let's try and hit that 1,000 mark before the start of the college football season. Make sure you guys check out the description for links to our podcast website and our college football channel, college football roundup channel. I'll leave a card for that one right here. And make sure you guys check out our good friend, the football expert. You can find his link also in the description. But let's go ahead and get started with today's video. So last year, the Arkansas Razorbacks went 7-6 overall, 3-5 in the SEC. They lost to Texas A&M 23-21. Lost to Alabama 49-26, lost at Mississippi State 40-17, lost to Liberty 21-19, and lost to LSU 13-10, and then closed out their season, regular season, losing at Missouri 29-27. Did pick up a win against Kansas in overtime in their bowl game 55-53, one of the better bowl games of the bowl season. Sam Pittman, the head coach, coming into his fourth year with the school, fourth overall year as a head coach, 19-17 in those. They returned four offensive starters, quarterback KJ Jefferson, running back Rocket Sanders, the left guard Brady Latham, and the center Bo Limmer. On defense, they also returned four starters, defensive end Landon Jackson, defensive tackle Eric Gregory, quarterback Dwight McLaughlin, and safety Hudson Clark. Those are their returning leaders for Arkansas coming into the, or their returning starters coming into the season. Their returning leaders last year, KJ Jefferson at quarterback, 204 of 300, 2,648 yards, 24 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. Rocket Sanders, the leading returning rusher, 222 carries, 1,443 yards, 10 touchdowns. Also, the returning leading receiver, 28 catches, 271 yards, 2 touchdowns. So Arkansas does have a lot to replace. We'll see if they can do that. I think that they can. I think that they can, you know, make up for the losses. I think that they'll be better this year. I think that they're a potential top 25 team, although I have them just outside of my top 25. You can catch that video right here. I'll leave a card for it. But, yeah, so KJ Jefferson is leading this team. He is a senior, so a lot of leadership there. Very good quarterback. I did my 2023 SEC quarterback rankings. I'll leave a card for that one right here. But let's go ahead and jump into the schedule as we'll see how I predict the Arkansas Razorbacks to do. So week one, they get Western Carolina. I think they win this game. I really don't see this game being a big discussion point on this Arkansas schedule. I think they're obviously much better than Western Carolina. I think that they'll win this game pretty easily. And I think Jefferson and Sanders and the rest of the starting unit will be out, you know, at least – at the latest start of the fourth quarter. Then you get Kent State again, like Western Carolina. I think this is a win, and I think it's a pretty big win. I just don't see Kent State being able to really compete with Arkansas, especially physically. We know Sam Pittman is very, very good at coaching up those offensive linemen and winning battles in the trenches and wanting to run the ball. I think Arkansas will just absolutely dominate Kent State. Then week three, you get your first test of the season against BYU, although we'll see what they do the first season for BYU in the Big 12. But I think that Arkansas will win this game. Again, I think this could be a closer game, but I don't really see it being too close, as last year you won at BYU 52-35, and BYU has a good bit to replace, specifically the quarterback position, losing Jared Hall. So I think that Arkansas wins this game against BYU and probably pulls away in the end to win by, you know, 17-24 points. Then you get your first road game in the biggest test of your season thus far, maybe even the biggest test of your season in total. And that is when you go on the road to play LSU. This is going to be a fun game. Last year, LSU beat Arkansas on the road 13-10. And this year, I think that LSU will get the win against Arkansas again. I could see another close game, although I think LSU year two under Brian Kelly is going to be a little bit better. I do think Arkansas will be improved, but I don't think that you're going to see that much in week four. I think LSU will be more improved than they were last year. And I think LSU will win between somewhere between 10 to 20 points, something like that. I'm leaning more on the 10-point side, you know, 10, 13, 14, something like that. But I do think LSU will win. It's a fun game. I could definitely see Arkansas pulling off the upset here. It's definitely a winnable game for the Razorbacks, but I do think it is definitely in favor of LSU. Then you come back home. It's a neutral site game against Texas A&M. I think you win this game. You lost last year 23-21 in Arlington. You play them in Arlington again. I think Arkansas wins this game. I just think they get revenge on A&M. I don't expect A&M to be very good again. I expect Arkansas to be a little bit better than they were last year. And I think that, Texas A&M has a lot of stuff to figure out. And I think Arkansas is in a better spot as a program. And I think that they will win this game by about a touchdown or two, somewhere between that range. But I do think they win. Then they go on the road to Ole Miss. I think this is a loss. I just think that Ole Miss's offense is going to be too much for Arkansas to keep up. But I do think there will be a lot of points scored in this game before I think Ole Miss pulls away at the end, as Ole Miss has a very good offense, not a very good defense. So I think there's going to be a lot of points put up on the board. Again, with that bad Ole Miss defense, I think Arkansas is going to be able to score. And Arkansas has a pretty solid defense. So I think that Arkansas can potentially win this game if they're able to slow down Ole Miss's offense, because if Arkansas can score 40 points and get some stops, I think that it's going to be hard for Ole Miss to beat them. I really do. Or not even score 40. If they can just get some stops and control the clock with that power run game that they have, that could be another factor. But I do think Ole Miss wins this game, but again, wouldn't be shocked if Arkansas wins it. Then they go on the road to Alabama. This is going to be a loss. I think Alabama wins this game, but I do think that Arkansas, again, has a chance in this game. We don't know what Alabama is going to be like. They lose so much offensively and defensively. Especially the quarterback, they still don't have that figured out between Ty Simpson and Tyler Buchner. So we'll see what happens there. But I do think Arkansas loses this game. I think in Bryant-Denny, I think that's just going to be too much for them. At this point in the season, I expect Alabama to have figured out all the stuff that that they have questions about coming into the season. So I think Alabama will win this game, but again, would not be shocked at all if Arkansas pulls off the win. Then they get Mississippi State at home. Another loss, third loss in a row. Mississippi State absolutely crushed Arkansas last year, beating them 40-17. And I think Mississippi State has one of the best quarterbacks in the SEC in Will Rogers. Obviously, Arkansas does too in KJ Jefferson, but they have a lot more to replace than Mississippi State does, especially at receiver. And so I think Will Rogers is going to be a great quarterback. I think he's going to pick apart this Arkansas defense again. And I think Arkansas will lose, but I do think it will be a lot closer than last year. And I could potentially see, again, Arkansas winning this game, but I do think Mississippi State is the better team and will get the win. Then they get a bye week before they go on the road to Florida. I think this is a win. Florida's a mess right now. With Graham Mertz is going to be their quarterback, I don't like him at all. I do think Wisconsin held him back a little bit, but I still don't think he's that good of a quarterback. I think Arkansas wins this game by 14-plus points. I just don't like Florida. I don't like the pieces they have down there, and I think they're in a bad spot. Then Arkansas will get Auburn at home. I think this is a win. Auburn, a team that that is in a little bit of a tough spot right now. Hugh Freeze is going to be their head coach, so that'll be interesting to see. I don't think that he's going to have enough to beat a team like Arkansas yet in year one. I don't think so in year one. I think he's going to get Arkansas on the right track, but I don't think he's to the point where he can beat a team that is disciplined and physical like Arkansas and is very experienced. I think that Arkansas will get the win here, 10-plus points in this game, maybe probably a lot more than that. Then they get FIU at home. I think this is a win, much like the first two games of the season, not really much discussion needed for this game. FIU, a bad group of five team. Arkansas will roll over them. Then you get Missouri at home. Missouri did win last year, 29-27 at Missouri. But I think this year Arkansas gets the win. I think that with it being a home game, I think Arkansas is going to be improved. They lost by 2 points on the road last year. I think that Arkansas comes back and they win this game. And they win it by, you know, 10 to 17 points. I think Arkansas will just dominate them physically, control the clock, control the ball, and get the win here. So I have Arkansas finishing at 8-4 overall, 4-4 in the SEC. I think this is going to be another solid season for Sam Pittman, potentially another top 25 season for Sam Pittman and the Razorbacks. But that wraps up today's video. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment your thoughts and opinions down below. Make sure you check out the podcast, the website, and College Football Roundup channel. I appreciate you guys watching. Let me know what you thought down below, and I'll see